From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Protesters say they won't leave a park in Istanbul despite a government promise not to touch the park without court approval and a public referendum. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports protesters say other demands remain unmet.
Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan pledged that if protesters leave the park, the bulldozers would not move in before a court rules on the development project planned for the site. In addition, a public referendum would be held. But after a lengthy overnight debate on the proposal, organizers known as the Taksim Solidarity Platform issued a statement saying the protesters' struggle will continue. In addition to saving the downtown green space, the protesters have other demands, including the release of arrested demonstrators from custody. Turkish President Abdullah Gül, who has taken a softer line on the protests than Prime Minister Erdogan, said today he agrees that the protesters should leave the park. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
The weather forecast for Colorado Springs is ideal this weekend for battling a wildfire that's killed two people and destroyed more than 400 homes. NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports crews have contained 30% of the blaze.
After touring some of the hardest-hit areas of the Black Forest fire, Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper praised the efforts of firefighters and relief workers, and he promised state and federal resources will continue to pour in to control the fire and help the community recover from it.
This is a resilient county, and this is a resilient state, and they're going to rebuild rapidly.
Hickenlooper said the devastation could have been even worse were it not for some of the fire mitigation work done around some homes in recent months. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Colorado Springs.
There's been another explosion at a chemical plant in Louisiana. Officials say one worker died when nitrogen exploded at a facility in Donaldsville. On Thursday, two people died in an explosion at another chemical plant in the same parish. Former Alaskan Governor Sarah Palin speaks today to a conference of evangelicals. The group heard from the former Florida governor yesterday. NPR's Brackton Booker reports Jeb Bush caused quite a stir by saying that immigrants are more fertile than native-born Americans.
Jeb Bush is a longtime supporter of an overhaul of the U.S. immigration system, though his more fertile comments at the Faith and Freedom Coalition conference may not have been received the way he intended, and there was plenty of backlash on Twitter. Bush points to the declining fertility rates in the U.S. and says immigration populations can help bolster those figures. He also suggests the U.S. should emulate Canada.
Canada is the place that we might want to look to. Canada has one-tenth our population. They have more economic immigrants, and they have seen sustained economic growth because of it.
Jeb Bush also says immigrant populations will help rebuild what he calls the country's demographic pyramid. Brackton Booker, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News. Iran's interior minister today released preliminary results in the presidential election. The figures show that moderate cleric Hassan Rouhani has more than 50% of the vote. If the lead over his conservative rivals holds up, he could win outright without a runoff. United Nations aid is arriving in northern Myanmar for the first time since the civil conflict broke out in the region 2 years ago. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from a town where some of the nearly 100,000 people are staying in refugee camps.
A 10-truck convoy arrived here to deliver food, hygiene kits, and water purification tablets on behalf of UNICEF and other UN agencies. Maijia Yang sits on the border with southwest China. Many of the refugees have been staying in blue plastic tents here since the fighting between Burmese troops and the Kachin Independence Army broke out in June of 2011. Last month, the two sides signed a preliminary agreement, but the refugees will stay here until a formal ceasefire is signed, and their homes have been cleared of landmines planted by both sides in the conflict. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Maijia Yang, Myanmar.
Microsoft and Facebook say national security officials will allow them to release some information about the surveillance requests they've received from the government. Facebook says it's received between 9,000 and 10,000 requests from law enforcement authorities in the last half of 2012 regarding the accounts of 18 to 19,000 Facebook users. Microsoft says it received requests for information on about 31,000 accounts in the same time period. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.